Blog Talk Radio.
Speech unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse, and for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And that is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh, Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh, Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto me is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church and how about the Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord. Yeah, and ever this shows that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I hear him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh, Lord. And the road may be rough. The going may be tough. But I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I am saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back during the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war one with another. And you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation that was black born in slavery, when he heard the Union Army was coming, he got his stick and got him some rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yeah. Somebody said, John, where are you going with stones and sticks? I heard him saying, I'm going down to the battlefield and help the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yeah, John was shot down on that battlefield. And walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him saying, if my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friends should ask you how I died, well, tell them I died on the field. To rust out, but God wants us to wear out. Oh, yeah. Dr. Quentin, you know, was still on the field. Yeah. I'm going to let you know here now, but I hear somebody saying, well, doctor, you told us about a good soldier.
God bless you tonight. Talk over to ancestors tonight. God brought us together tonight to, this is the first Tuesday night that we're going to talk with ancestors as we cross over. And as we cross over, we're going to share some things with you tonight. You know, I had one lady say she put the water up, and that morning the water was gone. Mary, you put your water up. And that was for the ancestors to come and see about you. Yeah, I told you to fill the glass up all the way to the top and watch it. Maybe they don't come the first day. They might be busy the first night. But you let it stay up till you see. When you know they done come, the water ain't going to be in there. It's going to be down. You know, they might be thirsty. That's what happened with that. This is tonight as we get ready. The first of 2022, as we cross over with our ancestor, Ashe, we talk about what's going on in the world and what's happening. Don't forget, it's time for you to be able to know that God is in control. We had a little snow. There's a little snow down in Memphis, down in Arkansas, and all down through the South, they had weather. But I want you to get ready tonight for God to open the door for you. I say. I'm picking up energy from people in the spirit realm tonight. And I want to tell you, Bonnie, it's going to be all right. And those that lost loved ones still fighting in their mind about it. I want to tell you, God is in control. If you lost a mother, sister, brother, husband, wife, or any family member. I'm praying for Sister Kim, who lost her mother-in-law, and I went down in Detroit. I want you to know that God is able. COVID is everywhere. God is, but he just told me, Mary, brand new strain of this virus, a new one up coming from France. Another virus. We had one to come from China, one from Africa, one from Italy, and then we're getting one from that's coming up, this new strain. Things like the Christians. This new virus, we got the African virus now, it's spreading. But it's a new coming up from France. And I think somebody called me and told me about it. And got it on the internet, told me about the new strain that was coming. And it's coming because after we get through this, there's nothing coming. Throughout Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Birmingham, Alabama, they're catching it. If it ain't the storms and floods, it's that virus. Hospitals full. People waiting in the lobby and waiting for a bed. But I'm going to tell you, God is able to keep us going. This is cross over to ancestors tonight. I just feel tonight, I feel that energy. Something going to happen big. I don't know what it is. I keep feeling it. I feel Washington, D.C. I feel Detroit. But I really feel New York and Chicago and California. Something is brewing now. If it's a bombing or something, I hope they catch it before it do it. But I feel something. And a lot of people are going to die And I told you about that house burnt down, that whole town burnt down. So I've seen people running and jumping, running from the fire. That's what that was. As we go into 2022, it's more doors going to be opened up for all the citizens, all them that lost life tonight. Mr. Gallen, Gallen Funeral Home, he gone many body away, but I guess he with him today. Praying for his family, and praying for the Cardell family, the Coop family I'm praying for. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Get ready for a breakthrough tonight. We were talking about we'll overcome. And I want to tell you tonight, as I prophesied to you tonight, in my spirit tonight, as you get ready to travel, I was talking to, I was talking also Sister Scott, Sister Tanya Scott, getting ready to go back to California. And I pray that all them that's driving or flying, that you have a safe trip, that God keep you. Mr. Duke, she's going out of town also. And there's lots of people that need to get away. But I find out there's no hiding place because this COVID is all over the world. The man just said it's in China. It's in Hawaii. It's over in Russia. It's all over. We have to buckle down and ask God to do something for us. That's what we have to do. Thank you, kind spirit. As we cross over tonight, I'm picking up so much. I'm picking up so many different spirits tonight. I pick up so many spirits of sickness and confusion. I got to invoke the spirit, the angel Raphael, the healing angel, and all the four spirits, east, west, north, and south to come. People been suicide, people shooting people for nothing. The laws of evil in the land, people. And you got to pray before you make any step. Or somebody praying for you, because there's so many witches and warlocks out here standing among you, and you're all caught up in it. So lots of young people caught up in it. They don't know they're doing it. When they wake up, well, how did I get in? How did I get there? That's the kind of stuff that's happening. I say. Now I see your hand up. This lady right here is from California. Okay. I see what you text. This is what I want to say to you, Sister Mildred. All is well. And I want to tell you, if you feel like you need to move from California to move to Las Vegas, that's what you feel. You want to know what your parents say. I feel that they said, do what make you happy right now. Okay. So I would say, I say. You can make that move. Thank you. I talked to them, sisters. They said it's going to be a loss of storming and ice down south. Trees and them breaking. Not now, but it's going to happen. Early hurricane season in Florida. Long tornado season. Early tornado season. We had tornadoes in Illinois, Missouri. All that, that's an early tornado warning. In Florida, on the coast, we have early hurricanes. Get ready. And I see three deadly. But what I'm saying to you, God is in control tonight. I want to give you a word from God. And a word from God is all is well, all in divine order. divine order. God got you. I don't care what it is, how bad it seems, God will bring you up and bring you out if you let go and let him. Thank you, Chancellor. We have learned to overcome. We have learned to pray together. But we got to continue to do that. That's what we got to continue to do.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. But it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
God bless you tonight. I share your share answer that we cover in the night and telling me. And I want to say to you, Mother Bacon, I see what you said. We're going to work hard to get your son out of jail, Mother Bacon. And Mother Bacon was head of the Woodlawn Sisterhood, and she used to feed people, clothe women that was lost, women that was battered and beaten. So we're going to be doing that, Mother. I'm seeing right now somebody, I'm picking up somebody being sick and they keep fainting. And you asked me to ask your family member what's happening to you. And I want to tell you tonight, I'm talking to you, Sister Margaret, your mother, Mary, saying that you need to move out of where you're at. And when you move out where you're at, you'll feel much better. The negative energy went on where you're at in that apartment. You move on, and you won't have the nightmare that you've been having. I'm picking up strongly, Henrietta. Henrietta, thank you, Captain. I got you. And Henrietta, what you want to tell me? Tell Sherry that don't let her son worry her and get some rest. This is for you, Sherry, I say. Henrietta come and said that to open up a door. Thank you. I just see that. Open up a door for you. May Liza May Lyles and Rosie come. May Lyles and Rosie come to you, Chelsea. This is your grandmother and your great aunt coming to you. Prove of what you're doing, I say that. I just thank God that God has brought us together through 2021. And it is now. We're still fighting COBRA. We're still fighting. I did the COBRA dance that much on the internet. I did the COBRA dance. Native American used to dance for rain. They used to dance for peace. I thought I would dance to get rid of that COVID. And we got New York, California, all over the world. And we got to ask the Almighty to move that. Hurricane, my prophecy is hurricane gonna come early down in the Florida on the coast. That hurricane. I don't know why I see fire out in California. I see some fire in some part of South Dakota, North Dakota. I see that. I see. God has allowed us to come. One more time. I'm praying for you, Mother Cook. I'm praying for you, Mother Nun, I'm praying for you tonight. Mother Bass, God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you, Adrian. I'm praying for you and your family. The spirit, the vibrations of the spirit. I'm picking up somebody who's been having a lot of problems. They lost their mother and they lost a loved one looking for Christmas. You're still in shock. God, to get over it. I want you to read tonight, St. John 14 chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe me. You know, and when you believe in God, he will open the door for you. I'm praying tonight for you, you and you. The Ezekiel is in the valley for the dry bones. And God told him what to do. And I just feel God will direct you for good health in 2022. I just feel that God got a blessing with your name on it. I feel God opened up a special door for some of you that's been acting. Now, right now, I don't know if the kids going to school or not. The teacher said they don't want to get messed up. But somebody got to listen to what God said. Hello. Somebody got to listen to the word of God. And I'm praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. And Dr. King's birthday, we're going to have a special service. Our broadcast is going to be at the Hilton for in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, his birthday on the 15th of this month. We're honoring Dr. King. But we always talk about Dr. King every night. This program on Monday is Dr. King Movement to uplift youth. It's a new movement that we started. Let me get the paperwork on it. And Mary Hawkins, there's a letter on the way to you. The movement, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. movement, the Peter Abraham movement for 2022. Prophecy for 2022, the ancestors give leeway. Brother Moses, I'm praying for you tonight. And Sister Mosley, I'm praying for you. Thank you, God Spirit. I want you to know that God will open up that door for you. As I pray for you tonight, I'll show you. I just feel that energy. Somebody just lost a son. One son got shot on an accident. You all shook up. But I'm going to tell you this. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So tonight, let go and let God. God got you. And I want to tell you tonight, I want to say this tonight. It's a lot going on tonight. The loss in the spirit realm, I say, the ancestors come. But I want to tell you, Sister Delta is I was telling people to get in contact with Sister Delta if you take finance. If you want to do your tax, contact Sister Lisa. And that number is 678-245-9607. If you live in Chicago, Illinois, if you live in Detroit, you live in Louisiana or Texas, she can do your tax better than any one of them and give you the best deal. If you got something coming, she's going to make sure you get it. This is tax season, divine tax. And I just want to let you know I'm going to give that number again. And I want you to become involved. Sister Brightstar just moved in her new building. That we prophesied that building, she got it. And she's remodeling it now. For you to come and for you to come if you got mind problem, if you alcoholic, just need to come and get away from the stress. People have been suicide and kill themselves for so many evil spirits is sent to you. And the chemtrails coming and people fight and go on. It's no hiding place, folks. You got to set your bucket down and declare God. I see some people getting rich. If you just don't get crooked, stay focused, stay helping people. Now, if you got tax, you got somebody you need some tax, your tax been messed up. But when you call them tax folks, they ain't going to do nothing but do your stuff and try to get out and get their money. They ain't worry about you getting nothing back. They ain't tell you the status of what happened with your tax. So call Sister Lisa and tell the bishop told you to call 678-245-9607. That's 9607. 245-678. I'm going to give it out every night. If you need the tax on, you know you need it. You need to see about getting your finance or even if you're trying to get a loan, you're trying to get yourself together in your business, you need to call Sister Lisa. She can help you with that. God bless you tonight. As we crossed over tonight, I was talking. Sister Sherry, your mother, Henrietta, came and said, she wants you to see about something. She said, see about the tax on this property. See about the tax on this property. I don't know what's going on with it. But she asked you to see about the tax on the property and tell your son he got to step up to the plate and tell him he got to do more work or something she got. I say. And when I go in the spirit world tonight and tell you what I see and what I feel, what's going on for you, and some of the things that are happening, it'll break a yoke for you. And it's a healing coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to read tonight, not the Spirit told me to tell you, I say, I've answered. Okay, June, all is well. Thank you, kind Spirit. Okay. And you know, it's going to be sighting the UFO. It's going to be people feel more spiritually. Okay. Now, I want to ask, did anybody set their water up? And what was the, are you supposed to call me and told me what was the effect? One lady called me and said she set her water up overnight. She got back with half a glass gone. She scared her. I told you when you set the water up, the spirit, your ancestor spirit coming, whoever, this lady, well, I didn't call her name, her ancestor was very thirsty because they drank half a glass of water. And she's a bishop. I put a full glass of water up by my bed. And I put the name of my ancestors. They come and got the water. I hope they went in hell. They drinking plenty of water. Yeah, they drank this. You drank half a glass of water, but it was kind of hot. Thirsty. What I'm saying, real all just aside, I say, when you set that full glass of water up, you put your ancestor name on it, they're going to come. And they don't want to scare you. So what they're doing, trying to show you that they visit you, okay? So they visit you for a good thing, things that happen good to you. Thank you, kind spirit. And they come to show you things and tell you things. God is in his holy temple, and the whole earth keeps silent for him. I want to tell you, I just see your ancestors saying there's going to be a great financial overflow. And I don't know why their ancestors demanding for people to give us reparation, which they owe us. I say. Our ancestors know that we've been done wrong, but we're going to still stand. But thank you for breaking open for us in a nice way. God is good, and he's good all the time, and you praise his name. Whatever it is tonight, I say, we know that God can deliver you and get you into a safe place and get you into a place where you feeling good and things working. Okay. So God allowed us tonight to be together, I say. And we're going to be teaching clairvoyance. We're going to talk about clairvoyant prophecy. We're going to also deal with remote viewing that's happening. Remote viewing, you have to understand that remote viewing is what the army used to do. They'd be here and they go somewhere else. So what they're trying to do, we did over in Egypt. What they're trying to do, the Native American did it. So it ain't nothing new under the sun. You just got to get with the program. I say. There's a lot of people depressed because of the depressed spirit out there. And that spirit trying to hold you back and keep you from the next level, I say. Some of you have dreams. You need to write your dreams down. Well, we can analyze your dreams and see what they mean. Because sometimes it's a warning. Sometimes it's something happening, and you're in the midst of it. So some of you are very spiritual-minded, but, you know, you just have, ain't nobody told you or helped you with your spiritual walk with God. And once you understand that, doors will open up for you. And once they open up for you, you're going to be... to another level. God bless you today. Every letter, every telephone call, if you want to write me, Post Office Box 28, 909. Thank you for the call. Now, we're going to get ready to have the running bowl end of this month, Mary. So what you do, you write your letter, and you write this letter what you want, and get it to my mailbox. Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 6628. Or you can text it to me on the phone. I got to have somebody to write it out and put it on the altar to pray for you. Whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. But you have to tell him what you want, how you want it. Quick, fast, and early. You know, the lady told me, Mr. Bishop, I want to win some big money. I played the lottery. I said, hey, if God gonna give to you, you don't care where he gives you, he gives to your deed. You got to walk in faith. Because I told you, I got the letter, Jerry, and the covenant, the financial covenant from God. I think I sent it to you, Mary Hawkins. I don't know if I sent it to you or not. But I know I sent it out. And we get this up for a young lady that's sitting up a nail shop and a hair shop. One she had in Natchez, Mississippi. She had one down in New Orleans. And even with this, what's going on, she's still working it. I said, so God is able to give you desires of your heart tonight. I say, if you got a loved one you want to reach out for, press one on your phone. Your hand will come up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see a hand up. 30-30, your hand's up. I want you to read Psalm 37. And I want to tell you, ever since you come out for service, you ain't been able to rest good, okay? But I want you to read Psalm 37 and 52. And I see some of your buddies that didn't come back with you. You've been grieving about them. And I'm going to give you a name, Brother Freeman. That's your best friend. He laughed and he said he wants you to go ahead on. Smoke a cigar for him. He was laughing. He's in the spirit realm. So it's a blessing for you. 8138, your hands up. Let me see what you want. Your hands up.
I want to know, am I going to beat that COVID?
Wait a minute. Now, what you say?
I want to know, am I going to beat the COVID?
Well, I want to tell you this, M, but you'll know. You're going to overcome that just to make you stronger. Your mother come, and did you set that glass of water up?
No, I forgot.
Well, set it up tonight and put your mother's name under. But I'm going to tell you this. Thank you, kind spirit. You overcome that cobra. It ain't nothing but a virus, okay? And you're going to be all right. Even if you test it for it, in 5 days, it's going to be gone anyway. Just stay quarantined, okay? Drink plenty of liquid. Teas and herbs, you're going to be all right. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. But your mother come to me. I say. Let me see what she's saying to you. She said, don't worry so much. All is well. And she said, okay. When you set that water up tonight, set it to the top. Call me immediately in the morning and let me know, because her spirit coming to you, because she said you worry too much. All is all right. All in divine order. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see what else she's saying. Mary, she's talking about Rena. I don't know who that is. And
who?
The girl's sleeping too much. You tell what I said. So she's just sleeping away. She needs to be active.
She said, Pearl?
Thank you, she told me for you to tell her, okay? I ain't going to tell
Pearl
her.
Yeah, Pearl, stop. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Oh, Ralph. I see your hand up, Ralph. What you want? To move from Vegas and want to move to North Carolina. You got property down there. Well, if you got family property down, you need to move down there. You got no business in Las Vegas, no way. You probably need the crowd. Your father and grandfather's spirit is on that land, okay? And they want you back on that land and don't sell it. Somebody want to buy it, but don't sell it. I share. Don't let the devil steal what God got for you. If God got something good for you, when God gives you something, I say, Don't let nobody take it from you. Because God gives it to you for a reason. Ezekiel, I got to talk about this. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. And what that mean in the scripture, wasn't nobody there but God and Ezekiel. Dirt and bones were there. Ezekiel had to prophesy to the dirt. The bones came. After the bone came, the meat come. So I'm prophesying to you tonight, all is well. And if the teacher's sick, then should you go back? If they tell you to go back to school and it's okay, go. If you don't feel it, don't go. Don't do nothing that you don't feel. Because sometimes you can do some things. You might make a little money, but it might shorten your life. I know a lady went to the funeral. Everybody at the funeral was coughing. They all of them got COVID now. All 25, 30 of them got COVID. They went to the funeral home. I told one lady, she don't go. And the lady funeral, the lady son that was at the funeral home, she didn't even come. But all them other people come, they got the COVID. But she didn't even come. She said, Bishop, Spirit told me not to come, and I didn't go. But that's your son's funeral, she said, I didn't go. So sometimes you got to be led by the Spirit and let the Spirit guide you to the next level. Like God told Ezekiel, he'll tell you.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and put me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen, and her God was not dead. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels. And that these wheels were guarded by angels. And that these wheels had eyes. And that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God. And about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving. And above that was another wheel that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plan never stands still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. So the writer here tells us that angels were with God. Pray with me, please. So to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel, a valley of depravity, a valley of disfranchisement, a valley of hopelessness, a valley of dry bones, a valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient times, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feast and pray. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low. I wish I had somebody here praying with me. So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering a prophet, what is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person, not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. Prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sense, insight, and foresight. with sight. He looks on things.
Yes.
With insight.
Uh-huh.
He looks into things.
Yes.
With foresight.
Yes.
He looked beyond things.
Yes.
Such a man was Ezekiel.
Yes.
And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, thou art obstructing mountains, surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountain. Social and political mountain. Religious mountain. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, while being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley. And then he led him to the midst of the valley and sat him down in the midst of it. But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a thought-doing survey, in a thought-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he'd miss something. Then the Lord led him round and about the valley, or took him and encompassed the valley, circled it on all sides, that he might not miss the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord poured the question to him. Son of man, son of man, I wish you could hear me. Can these bones live? That son of man seemed to be reminiscent of man's limitation. Reminiscent of man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. So man, you are a scientist. Can these bones? So man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live? So man, you are a heart specialist. So man, you are a geologist. You are a botanist. You are a specialist in various stages of the human body. You are a psychologist and psychiatrist. You know all about drives and reactions and responses. mercies and tendencies. Lord, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? And a man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you have found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Bit of life. Oh, we know a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God, when we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out if you want the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you to go on anyhow, why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. Till the Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject? Tell those dry bones to hear the word of the Lord. To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometime for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones, to preach in that valley of helplessness, and in that valley of lifelessness, in that valley.